Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
During his recent visit to Japan, U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin called the present a time of historic momentum in the U.S.-Japan alliance.
Our militaries are operating and training together like never before to maintain peace, deter aggression, and respond to crises.
At a press conference with Japanese Minister of Defense Hamada Yasukasu, Defense Secretary Austin cited several of the current challenges.
We are deeply concerned by the PRC's coercive behavior and its attempts to undermine the rules-based international order. And meanwhile, Russia continues to wage its cruel and unprovoked war of choice against Ukraine. We appreciate Japan's assistance to Ukraine and your leadership in opposing any attempts to change the status quo by force.
North Korea's dangerous and destabilizing nuclear and missile programs, including its recent failed satellite launch, also threaten peace and stability in the region.
As we face these shared challenges, I am here to reaffirm America's unwavering commitment to Japan. This includes extended deterrence, provided by the full range of U.S. conventional and nuclear capabilities.
Secretary Austin praised Japan's updated national security policies, including the decision to increase defense spending and to acquire counterstrike capabilities. He noted with pride the U.S. decision to update U.S. force posture in Japan by forward stationing more versatile, mobile, and resilient capabilities, including the Marine Corps Littoral Regiment. The two countries are also strengthening information sharing, as well as working together on advanced technologies, including autonomous systems, for teaming with fighter jets and advanced air defense systems, and increasing cooperation between U.S.-Japan defense supply chains and industrial bases. Defense Secretary Austin also noted the important work the United States and Japan are doing with like-minded partners, including Australia, the Republic of Korea, India, and the Philippines, who share common values and goals to continue to promote a free and open Indo-Pacific. Here's the bottom line, Secretary Austin declared of his visit. The United States and Japan have made impressive progress together, and I am confident that our alliance will grow even stronger as we keep building on this momentum.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.